case, please.
Thank you. The first case tonight is 11,674. Joseph Soriano Jr. and Mary Ellen Soriano seek variances to reduce the rear yard, side yard, and front yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C, 115-183C, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Taft Avenue, approximately 50 feet south of Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 38808 Taft Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 20.14, Parcel 73. They are specifically asking for a 5.4-foot variance for the rear for the house, an 8.3-foot variance for the rear for the deck, a 0.6-foot variance for the shed, a 1.9-foot variance for the front for the house, a 5.6-foot variance for the side, a 9.8-foot variance for the side for the shed, a 9.2-foot variance for the side for the HVAC system, a 6.4-foot variance for the side for the window, and a 3.5-foot variance for the side for the house. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Alright, thank you.
Your testimony, because I'm familiar with that side.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, I'm Ray Tomasetti, and my office address is 1100 Coastal Highway, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Jill Sosarski. Would you like my business address? Or
whatever address you care to use.
I'm the fire agent for the people who own the property, so that would be 612 Kings Highway, Lewis, Delaware, Berkshire Avenue.
Okay. And Mr. Tomasetti and
Jill Sosarski.
Yeah. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I have personal knowledge about the matter because I've known the Mr. and Mrs. Weston since I handled their settlement back in 1985 when they purchased the property. And also, Jack was very active in the Cape Windsor Community Association. So over the years, I got to know him and work with him as well. So I'm very familiar with him and with his property. When I handled the settlement back in 1985, the Westons bought the property from Mr. and Mrs. Shockley. And Mr. and Mrs. Shockley had replaced a 1972 mobile with a 1980 mobile. And so it was about 5 years old and in place when the Jack and Charlotte bought the property. Sad to say, again, they did not get a survey at that time, and paid cash for that property that time, and did not get a survey. This issue over the years, when they made the property their primary home, and they made various improvements, and I'm aware they did get building permits because I knew Jack was, he was a stickler because, again, in working with the association, He was very tough about everybody following plans and doing it. So I was very surprised when he passed away and his wife went to sell the property that we had issues dealing with a need for variances, given that. So when the Mr. Weston died about 2 years ago, and then when Charlotte was selling the property, the Sorianos were buying the property, and a survey was done, which is attached to the application. And what the survey did show is that there were, in fact, 9 situations in which there were violations, and became apparent that we'd have to come before the board to get variances on those applications. Now, the existing dwelling, what had happened is, even though it was a mobile back in 1980, over time they converted it to a Class C, and I want you to see the pictures that show, you know, the it's a pretty attractive home, and if you look at the exhibits, from Exhibit 1, I tried to put them in an order. So the Exhibit 1 shows the left side of the house. Exhibit 2 shows the front of the house. And you'll even see the sign there showing the notice of the hearing. Exhibit 3 is the right side of the house, which shows the fence and the shed. And then Exhibit 4 is the rear of the house, and the picture shows the deck and also a black and white picture attached, just showing a sight line looking at the neighbors as well, and giving some idea of how the houses sit along the lagoon there in Cape Windsor. The issue before the board is seeking the variance because the for various factors, but based on the uniqueness of the property. The property, as you can see by the survey, is 50 feet in width and is about 89 feet in depth, and the shape is unique in the sense that some of the homes are 40 foot in Cape Windsor, some are 50. But it shows in the past some of the problems they've had in trying to place a home. And this home, you know, being there for 35 years, the problem I had was it didn't meet the minimum five foot, which was in existence before the neighborhood became was rezoned to an AR1. The applicant, the Sorianos, who purchased the property, did not create the difficulty. In fact, the home was placed, the predecessor to the Westons, the Shockleys, actually placed the home in 1980. Obviously, there are improvements. The home it looks very nice because of the siding and some of the building permits they've got to put the new deck on, which back, gosh, in 1985. In July of 85, they put the deck on after they put the porch in the back. So it's been there for some time. The shed was 1994. Now, the neighborhood itself, the essential character of the neighborhood is not going to be, if these variances are granted, it's really not going to cause any hardship to the neighborhood because, or be detrimental because other homes meet the same criteria in the sense that they're very close to the property line. The homes along, as you can see from the picture along the rear, most of the homes are located as they face along the lagoon. Along the front of the road of Taft Avenue, many of the homes are sitting that minimum depth of 5 feet as well. The variances we're seeking are the minimum variances. And again, I know that we're seeking the nine variances, but again, I want to correct the situation at this point because it existed for so much time. It's existed over the 35-year period. So again, want to get it corrected and finally resolve this issue. So that's why we're here tonight to seek these nine variances.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
I believe as you address the standards, you may or may not address the one that the difficulty hadn't been created by the applicant, in which the applicant is the new owner and not the original.
That's correct, and Jill is here and can talk about that, but the major hardship with the home was created by the predecessor of the Westons and putting the home on the property, which were the, that's why I put a copy of the deed there showing that it wasn't created by, and the deed was created by Preston and Kathleen Shockley, who replaced the 1972 mobile with this 1980 home, which is now a Class C.
I just brought it up rather than it be assumed.
Oh, thank you.
No other questions.
All right, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
You said the deck was put on by your current applicant?
No, not by the current applicant. It was put on in 1985 after they renovated they call it the porch. If you look at the back, it looks like they call it the porch area,
right.
And that was put on that time period. So it's been there for a while.
So your client inherited all this?
That's correct. That's right. But I have knowledge because I knew the Westons and was worked with them as well.
Okay,
so.
No other questions.
Hey, Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
And I have no further questions at this time.
Mr. Sharp? Just a couple.
Okay.
Have you to best of your knowledge, has anyone received complaints about the structures on the property?
No, not at all. And I know in working with the association over the years, there's no complaints to the association either. So,
and just to clear up in my head, at the beginning you had noted that the house was replaced in 1985?
1980. It was 1980.
Okay.
It was a mobile in 1972. And in 1980, they replaced the house, and my clients, the Westons at that point, bought it in 85.
Okay.
I'm aware of it because I handled the settlement, so I'm aware
okay,
of that.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, this house has been there since 1980, and the other structures have been on there for many years.
Correct, that's exactly right, yes.
All right, no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Well, you are, of course, yeah.
There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has established uniqueness. It is Kate Windsor, where we've heard many variance requests in the past because of the shape of the lot, size of the lot, I guess I should say. And because it's already developed, then it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property The applicant didn't create the practical difficulty, but the prior homeowner, we heard that there wasn't any complaints from neighbors, and so don't feel that it alters the central character of the neighborhood, and I think it's a minimum 9 variances to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,674.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,674. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,674 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.